Hi, everyone. Merry Christmas to you all. It's great to be here. Great for me personally to be back here with you. As Mary Beth said, I grew up in Oxshott. Some of you may know my parents, Sue and Carl Jackson. And I grew up here at church at St. Andrew's and going to Sunday school here. And I have to admit, I wasn't too happy about it. I remember sort of 30 years ago being sat right where you are now on Christmas Day. And no fault of the church, I should say. It's just I didn't really believe in any of this Jesus stuff. And as a sort of excitable 8-year-old on Christmas Day, I did not want to be here at church. And so I find it sort of quite amusing, actually, that here we are 30 years later on Christmas Day. Where am I? At church. No longer sitting there. I'm standing here telling people to believe what I used to think was stupid. So if you're someone here who's never seen a miracle, well, you are looking at one right now. That is a story for another time. Let me also say, by way of introduction, a big thank you to all of you here at St. Andrew's for all your support of the church that I am a minister of in central London. Thank you very much for your prayers. Thank you for your advice. As we started this church off 2 years ago, thank you for all your financial support as we've seen the church established and growing. So a big thank you from everyone at Inspire. Now, down to business. The question I've been given. What is so special about Jesus? And I'd like to begin by telling you a story about my wife, Jo, and a recent visit of hers to Cafe Nero's. She's in the middle of a busy day, needs a coffee fix. She works in Oxford Street, goes to the Nero's just round the corner off Oxford Street. And she's in the queue, there's a mother and son in front of her, and she doesn't think much of it. But they're taking their time. You know, what coffee shall I have? Shall I have a pastry? Where shall we sit? So Jo's getting a little impatient. Anyway, the mother and son buy their coffee. They turn round. Who should it be? None other than Victoria Beckham. Wife of David Beckham, ex-Spice Girl, now fashion designer. And she's talking to her son, Romeo. Now, when Jo told me this story, I was like, oh, my goodness. Did you say hi? Did you get her autograph? Did you get a selfie? Did we arrange a play date with the kids? Jo was a little bit bemused by my sort of infatuation here, but she said, no, I didn't. Unfortunately, by the time she realized who these people were, it was too late. The moment was gone. Now, why do I start with this story? Simply because it is very easy for you and I, for me, I did it, to make the similar mistake with Jesus Christ and fail to realize, fail to notice who he really is and what makes him so special. I made that mistake. I don't want you to make that mistake. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a brief look at those two readings that were read out to us, the John's Gospel one, the Colossians one, and say two things about what makes Jesus so special, even today, 2,000 years later. Let's start with the John one. Very famous reading at Christmas time. I'm going to read out that last sentence again. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. I think one of the things that makes belief in God so difficult is that we can't see him. So I was talking to our middle child the other day. She was struggling to get to sleep, some nightmares. I tried to comfort her. You know, God's with you, even when you're asleep. He's looking after you and looking over you. And she said to me, yeah, but where is he? I can't see him. And it's not just kids that think like that. Our church did a survey recently in the Old Street area of London, asking people who wouldn't self-describe as Christian, don't go to church, if you could ask God one question, what would it be? And the third most popular response was, why doesn't God make himself more obvious? If he's there, where is he? Very good question. And I say he, why doesn't he make himself more obvious? I mean, why not a her? Why not an it? How can you know what someone's like if they are hidden from you? And one of the reasons there are so many sort of different interpretations to life and why we're here, be it Allah, be it Buddha, be it the dark and light side of the force, I've seen it, it's good, the latest one. Be it just pure chance. The reason there are so many different interpretations is precisely because we cannot see God. As that phrase says at the start, no one has seen God. We can't get behind the Big Bang to see who is there, if anyone's there. The only way we could know if God's there, he's real, what he's like, is if God revealed himself to us. And that is the wonder of Christmas. That is what we celebrate today in the birth of Jesus Christ. No ordinary birth. This is the most important birth in all of time. When God himself was born into this world, the Word made flesh. The God of eternity becoming the Jesus of history. Emmanuel, God with us. I think it was C.S. Lewis, the Oxford scholar, author of the Narnia stories. He said, how could Macbeth know about Shakespeare? Or to use some more modern illustrations, how could Harry Potter know about J.K. Rowling? How could James Bond know what Ian Fleming's like? How could Luke Skywalker know about George Lucas or J.J. Abrams now? Only if these authors wrote themselves into the story, into the script. And incredibly, that is what God has done for us 2,000 years ago, writing himself into the greatest story of all. And writing himself not just as a vision or a voice, but as a person. Becoming like us. Becoming one of us. So we can know for sure he's real. So we can know for sure what he is like. You look at Jesus Christ. And we do that today as we read the Bible, the scriptures. You look at Jesus Christ. You are looking at God himself. And that's the first thing, first reason why Jesus is so special. And such good news, particularly on a day like today. When we meet up with friends and family, perhaps when we reflect on the year just gone, look forward to the year ahead. And perhaps in one of the two of those quiet moments, when you're just thinking, you know, I wonder what it's all about, and why we're here, and is there meaning to it all? The Christmas story gives an emphatic yes. God is real. He exists. He made this world. He made you. Our life has meaning in him. You can be sure of it. Because 2,000 years, the first Christmas, he revealed himself to us. That's the John reading. Now the Colossians one. There's something even better than that. More important, more special. Let me read verse 19 from that Colossians reading. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Jesus, a point we've just seen, and through Jesus to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood. Now that phrase, through his blood, refers to Jesus' death, and you think that's a bit strange. Aren't we thinking about his birth today? Well, that's why the Christmas carol puts it so well. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Why was Jesus born? Ultimately, Jesus was born into this world to fix humanity's broken relationship with God. God and sinners reconciled. Jesus was born to deal with our sin, to take our sin away. And incredibly, he does it by dying for us. Dying in our place, peace through his blood. Back when I was still living here in Oxshott, at teenage years, mum and dad decided to go off on a couple of sort of weekend break. Apparently we're at the age now, my sister and I, Michaela and I, and where we are responsible and we can look after the house. And we must keep it tidy. That was made very clear. Keep the house tidy. Don't make a mess. But, all right, fine. See you, Mum and Dad. And, you know, we're happily playing around. It just so happened we came across some old water pistols in the bathroom. And I say old. I mean, these were really old. We thought they were empty. We were just mucking around, being silly, even as teenagers, playing a sort of pretend water fight. What we hadn't realised is there was some old water in there. We hadn't fully got it out. And after years of being in there, this water, I'm not sure if it mixed with the dirt, it was just this yucky, bluey, sticky, black, sticky stuff. It was just disgusting. Anyway, so you can imagine what happens next. We're mucking around up in the landing and sort of aiming. It's one of these pressurized ones as well, so you can get some real power behind it. And we're sort of facing off who's going to shoot, pretend shoot first. So we think, fortunately, it was my sister that shot first. So she fires the gun. I can still see the look on her face now. This horrible, black, sticky ooey goo just flew out and splashed across three walls and the ceiling of our parents' newly decorated sort of hall. I remember my sister was mortified, I was mortified, I was the older brother meant to be in charge. The stain was so bad, we couldn't get it out. We couldn't clean it. Mum and Dad come back. Now, I can tell you there was a problem. We had a broken relationship with our parents. They were angry, rightly so. What were we going to do? We said, Mum, Dad, we are so sorry. We're so sorry. Please forgive us. And you can see Mum and Dad, because they love us, we are their kids, and they want to forgive us. But they're looking at the wall, thinking, well, who's going to pay for that? We couldn't afford it. And I can remember Mum and Dad at that point just saying to us, look, all right, we'll pay for it. We'll deal with the wall, we'll deal with the ceiling. Come here. Yeah, we love you. We forgive you. It's okay. And, you know, it's funny, something like that that's happened, what, 25 years ago or something, 20 years ago. You still remember it. That love, that embrace, that forgiveness, then being prepared to pay for the mistake that we made. Now, that is just a small, small picture of why Jesus Christ was born into this world 2,000 years ago. The mess of our sins splattered all over our lives and this world. A mess we can't clean up by ourselves. A desperate need of each of us to be reconciled to our Maker. But we can't do it. But you know, he loves us. He's prepared to forgive us. But who's going to pay for the mess? Who's going to pay for the sin? And incredibly, God says, you know what? I will pay it. I will pay it for you by dying for you. So you can know his love, his forgiveness. So you can enjoy a restored relationship with the very one you were made for, both now and eternity. Now that is what makes Jesus ultimately so special and unique across all world religions, because in the person of Jesus Christ, you see a God who would rather die for you than lose you. That is what makes Jesus so special. And again, a message we need to remember on a day like today. When we come back together as families, enjoy relationship, enjoy time together. I'm conscious that for one or two here, some here, it might be there's an empty seat around the table that's, you know, just, it's going to make it a harder Christmas for you. But as we think about relationships, enjoy relationships, please do not forget the most important relationship of all. The one from whom all the relationships we enjoy here flow from. The relationship with our Maker, who comes to us, comes down to us, reaches out to us, was born into this world, born to die for us, and is now calling us back to him to say sorry, to find forgiveness, to find transformation, to live for him now, this year, for the rest of our lives. That's why Jesus is so special. Let me pray for us. Father God, thank you so much indeed for the first Christmas, this great news that we have, that you came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully divine, fully human, revealed yourself to us so we can know you're there, know what you're like. And we see that ultimately in where your birth led to your death on our behalf, for our sins, so we can have this restored relationship with you. Please be at work in each of our hearts to move us back to you in repentance and faith this Christmas, this year ahead, for the rest of our lives. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.